You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Chris. All right, before we start,
yes.
Ryan, tap that hard because it needs to work for the next one.
Pull that immediately.
Yeah. Tap that hard.
Pause.
Yes.
Wow.
Walk right into that.
Thank you.
You
Thank
did
you.
Walk directly into it.
Yes.
Anyways, we've had extensive conversations about driving lately, guys.
Yes.
And I do drive, you know, through downtown to get to work because I live in the Arts District. One of my biggest pet peeves is people who stop at yellow lights.
Yes.
Okay, for me, yellow lights means go.
Yep.
And yesterday and today, I had a car in front of me, Prius, so yeah. And
hey,
I'm
relax.
Just saying, they're weird drivers, okay? And the guy stops, and there's still like four or five cars that are going on the other lane. I'm
right.
like, bro, we could have gone, okay?
Yeah.
We could have gone. So for me, yellow lights means go. Am I alone on this, or do you guys agree
no,
with
me? No, I mean, I'll be honest. I think green means go, red means stop, yellow means go really fast. Right?
Yes.
That's fair.
You hit the gas when you see the yellow because I'm going to get through that light.
So yes. Both of you have just admitted you run red lights.
No.
No,
we make it through yellows.
No. You do.
We make it through yellows.
How ripe is that yellow?
Yeah, it's
if you see
like
yellow,
right
you're hitting the gas, which means you're halfway through and it turned red and you know it.
Where's the point of demarcation, though? Because when you're inside, at what point is the yellow turning
yellow
to red?
Yellow means red is coming, it means stop.
No, it doesn't mean stop.
No, you're stopping on yellow.
That's
when
wrong.
When I see yellow, that means red is coming, slow down.
Slow down.
Right. You're an annoying driver.
No,
it means go fast.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I got to get through
you're
that
all
intersection.
Admitting you guys run red lights.
No, look.
That is not true.
I hope the cops get you today.
Whoa,
said the guy who just got a ticket. For a California stop.
No!
That's something else.
When you pass the line, if it's still yellow, you're fine.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Good.
But, yes. So you're okay. But
she's gassing it. He's gassing it.
Yeah.
Well, from you way back when they see yellow.
Oh, you have to gas it so you're not running a red.
See? And then they're running reds.
You're running reds.
By the way, that's different.
They have those camera lights now. Like in Culver City, they've got those camera lights.
That's actually not legal.
Culver City is. Culver City is.
I don't think they're legal.
No, in Culver
you can get out of them.
No,
you can get out of
my
tickets.
Friend went to court in Culver City and still had to pay
so
her
I.
ticket.
So did I.
That's garbage.
But it is illegal.
Yeah.
It actually, if you get a lawyer.
If you actually stopped, you wouldn't have to worry about
right.
it.
If you're in the middle and it's yellow, it's not red.
It's not a red.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so I had...
Oh, use the other one.
Use the back one.
How about that?
Yeah! Hit it hard!
All right, so CJ Gardner-Johnson came out... I'm going to throw one
back. What's up, fool?
Go ahead,
Brian. So ex-Lion, former Philly, or former Eagle, CJ Gardner-Johnson, had some comments about Eagle fans a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's called them effing obnoxious, and he can't stand those effers.
Yep.
Recently just signed a 3-year deal back now with Philly. So it's just kind of funny, but my question here, have you guys ever been in that situation where you have talked smack about somebody else, a different company, and then had to work with them later? And is it going to be awkward, you know, reunion for CJ, GJ now with these Philly fans?
Well, generally speaking, all is usually forgiven if you're playing for that team. I don't think anybody's going to remember this. Maybe Philly, they...
No one forgets.
My advice
fans
would be,
don't forget.
I don't think I've burned a lot of bridges in my career. I don't badmouth people on the way out to the. Thankfully, I've been here 20 years.
Oh, but
I don't badmouth people out the door. What happened?
Oh, it just dawned on me. It happened to me recently at training camp.
Really?
Yeah, I was with was it Sedano or Travis? It was Travis.
Yep.
And we were talking about quarterbacks, and I started ripping on. Oh, my God. He went to SC. The good-looking quarterback played
Carson
in Buffalo.
Palmer? Oh.
Rob Johnson.
Oh, Rob Johnson.
I started ripping on Rob Johnson. I said he was a sack machine. If you had a bad week, hope you get Rob Johnson. He'll give you 3 sacks. And he was standing right behind me.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know it. Mm. Right. And then they brought him on the next segment. So,
it's true, it's true, though.
Oh, my. But I was going in on the guy. You know what I mean? I was.
So when he came on, what did you say to him?
He was so cool. He was so cool.
Say,
I know
yeah,
he
I
heard
got sacked a lot.
He heard everything I said. And he was so cool about it. But I was like, oh, that really sucks. What do I say now?
Yeah.
I just ripped on you for 7 minutes. And
see,
here you are.
I always think it's awkward when you meet somebody that you've talked about a lot. like Cappy always says, everybody listens to the show. But yeah, I wonder sometimes.
Millions and millions of people.
We talk about LeBron. You know, like, if I say something negative about LeBron, does LeBron hear it somehow, or does it get back to him somehow? I never know. And then you see LeBron, and you're like, it can be awkward because you don't know. So I tend to go to games as a fan as opposed to as a media person. I'd much rather be a fan. Like, I go to Rams games as a fan. I go to Dodgers games as a fan.
You're not working.
I rarely get a credential. I mean, we got a credential at the Lakers just to get in.
Yeah, just to get in.
But I'm not like, I don't spend a lot of time in the press room or anything like that. I really go up to the suite and screw around. So that way I don't run into the people that I've talked about.
That's smart.
That's actually really smart.
But in this biz, you're going to rip someone, and there's a good chance you're going to see that person. And there's nothing wrong with being respectful to the guy you just ripped.
Right, but for example, if Russell Wilson rolled in here right now.
Have you been ripping Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Non-stop? Okay.
Let's ride.
Yeah,
he deserves to be ripped, though.
He
did it to himself.
He's just a phony.
So if he walked in here now, you would?
I would have to say it would be like Jim Rome and Jim Everett, right?
Would you call him a phony to his face?
No, no way.
I wouldn't do it to his... I would have to ask about it in a creative way.
You would say hi, shake his hand, sit down, let's talk.
Right, yeah. But I would say, you know, there are people that say...
Me.
Okay, soften it up.
There are people that say there's something inauthentic about you. How do you react when you hear something
good.
Like
okay,
that?
See, yeah.
I mean, you say, like, I have thought of you as inauthentic in the past.
And I attribute it to... There are people.
No, there are people.
There are people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Of which I am one.
They're right.
Yeah.
I don't really burn bridges either. It's not something I do. I think there's a couple people that I have burned a bridge with, and it would be very awkward if I got into a room with them.
Yeah, there are.
Burned a bridge with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
I want to know. Off air. Off air.
Well, the bridge is burned, so tell us.
Because we are in a situation where it's all within sports radio, and I have met you.
Right, but these aren't athletes.
These aren't athletes.
Oh, these aren't athletes. Oh, okay.
Program directors.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me later.
Yeah, at least
nobody that's worked here. Just to be clear.
First of all, we've had 7 program directors since we've been here.
Yeah.
I like 4 of them.
You liked 4 of them?
That's I like 4 of them.
That's pretty good
4
ratio.
4 of 7.
Yeah.
Who are the 3?
Pretty good. You're left to wonder.
What's up, foo?
Hey, guys. Okay, so I walked into the studio. What's up, CY?
Hey,
I walked
CY.
The big CY.
The big CY.
The Berg CY.
Oh, my God. What? He's like, bye. Anyways, I walked into the studio and grabbed a Lysol wipey, and I smelled it. And I asked Mace, is that weird that I love how it smells? I love the cleaning, you know, kind of scent. And then I told Brian, is that weird? He was, no, I love gasoline. I love the way that smells. I'm like, me too. Like, I love the way permanent marker smells. Do you guys have like a weird smell? You guys are like, ooh. That
you're 2 steps
weird.
From
you're
glue.
Yeah, I mean, you really are.
Rubbing alcohol also.
Are you over there eating Elmer's?
No.
Pouring gasoline in bags. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I do like the smell of gasoline.
It smells so good.
It does smell good.
It does smell. It's a really pleasing smell.
It does. It's calming. I don't know why.
And people sniff markers all the time.
Pleasing smell of gasoline.
I mean, yeah. Markers smell good. They're almost flavored.
Yeah, I had a friend in a 12-step marker program where he had to
get
lean
out.
Get out!
Wait. If you smell gas, that's a problem.
Well, no,
it
just
is
if
bad.
You're smelling
it's
gasoline,
bad.
Usually
right.
that's
it's
an
just,
issue.
It's just like when you fill up and you smell it, and you're not taking it with you. I'm not taking a doggy bag.
In your daily life, your daily 24 hours, if you smell gasoline,
you're right,
there's a problem somewhere, right?
I knew somebody that would have to smell rubbing alcohol every day. Like, they love the way that
that's
smells.
That's
rubbing
alcohol.
It smells so good, though.
It gets to your head, though, and it hurts your head. Like, if you're far away from it, like, this little bit of a smell, you're like, okay, that's not so bad. But then if you smell too much, your head starts to pound.
Yeah.
It gives you a giant
or like
headache.
Acetone, that smells good too.
No,
I'm just a little weird.
What did my daughter say? When I work out in the same gear and it stinks. She says, "Dad,
ew.
You smell like spoiled water."
Spoiled
she's
water.
Spoiled water.
She's 8
water?
Years old. She's like, "You smell like spoiled water." I'm like, "That's like sewer."
That's weird.
That right?
Yeah, that's a
bad.
Weird comment.
I mean,
yeah.
Why is
or maybe
she saying
when it's
that
like
about
damp,
you?
Like, you
after you
damp?
Worked out,
it smells like it's old workout equipment.
Okay.
Like I smell like a sewer.
Yeah.
Right
clean,
to the shower.
Yeah.
Wipe those down. You might want to wipe those down a
What's
little
that,
bit.
What's
that, all right, guys. I saw a pretty crazy video going around social media. I see if you guys seen it about 2 zookeepers stuck in the encampment in Texas with a silverback gorilla.
Yeah. That's
no.
terrifying.
I saw this kind of making its way around a couple days ago, and happy story, you know, they everyone's safe.
Nice.
No one got hurt kind of deal. But, yeah, so there's 2 zookeepers still in the encampment, and somebody let back in the silverback gorilla, and then everybody around there's like screaming, holding phones and stuff, kind of a deal.
Just in case something bad happens?
So yeah, that's my question to you guys.
Terrifying video, yeah.
If you're in that situation, you're there, I'm not watching that. Like, I'm getting out just in case, but like, would you stick around to see what's going to happen?
Heck yeah.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
I would be rooting
when
for
animals
them.
Attack.
I'd be like, go zookeepers. I'm on team zookeeper. I'm not on team gorilla.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea of just filming it and sitting there like, oh, we're not doing anything. I just want to see if
as
you'll die.
To like, what? As opposed to like getting a rope and throwing it over.
I'm not going in there.
I don't know. Maybe like call the police, do something. I don't know.
There
it
was nothing
weird.
They could do. It was keeper error.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so they were in and somebody let the gorilla in and that thing just went. They said the gorilla wasn't really in attack mode. He was just curious, but how do you trust that?
It kind of looks like a charge to start.
Right.
You don't. You don't trust it.
You don't trust it at all.
Have you ever been around wild, like wild animals?
A lion.
Really?
So in the zoo, they took us on the VIP tour. So we were back where they feed those things. The only thing that separated us from a lion was like this little cyclone fence.
It was a cyclone fence.
Yeah. The cyclone fence. Fences.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cyclone fence.
Yeah. And it was like a fence you see like around a school
yard. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Like a school yard.
I know what the name of that
Mason,
was.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing was laying on its side. We got too close. It sprang to his feet and roared, and it blew my head off. Really, it was scary. I could only imagine what it's like being in his habitat.
Yeah.
You just lay down and die. That's all you can do.
No, yeah. No, get out. Get away as far as possible.
So I went to an elephant reserve in Thailand, and I was around all these elephants. I think they're the most amazing animals. Like me, they never forget. They have great memories.
Keep telling yourself.
Yes. So it is kind of surreal to feed an elephant and to be around them and to sense
they're
that.
They're huge. Aren't you terrified, though?
No, they aren't. They're super gentle. In fact, we even saw that thing where the baby elephant holds the tail of the mom elephant as they walk across
awesome.
It's so cool.
No, wait a minute. How
they're
many
afraid
pounds?
Of mice.
Oh,
they're
actually, full-size elephants were not mean. They were totally mellow.
You're hoping it's gentle. Because if
they
this
are
thing
gentle.
Get,
no,
if
they
this
are
thing
gentle.
Gets mad, you're in trouble.
No, they are gentle.
Okay.
They are gentle.
I see like the videos of the elephants like they're rampaging. There's nothing you can do but stand there.
Have you ever been to the living desert?
No.
It's out in Palm Springs. You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there before. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Because they keep the animals in sort of their natural habitat. Like, animals, they're not in cages.
They're just roaming around.
They're just roaming around.
And you're in a car?
No. You're walking through the park. But they're like big areas. My not-stepdad, Leo, is a tour guide there. So if you ever go out there, you got to talk to my not-stepdad, Leo. He says he gets recognized all the time. Are you the Leo from the radio? But he's an excellent tour guide. Took me on a tour. If you guys want to go, I will set you up with not-stepdad, Leo. He gives a great tour.
Can I take an 8-year-old?
An 8-year-old would love it.
I'll take
you
up on
what we
it.
Did?
Yeah.
We fed giraffes.
Really?
Yes.
Cute.
That's awesome.
Super cool.
Wow.
Yeah, super cool.
Speaking of like elephants, have you seen the video of the elephant like painting?
No.
They use their trunk and they actually paint on canvas.
And they're probably selling it for $1 million.
Well, yeah, because it looks really good.
Yeah, it's like
it's actually good. You should look
it up on YouTube.
Elephant
painted this.
Elephant painting. It's real.
I totally believe
it. And it looks awesome.
Yeah, I totally believe it. DeMarco, are you a big poker player at all?
Not really.
I'm telling you. I hit the tables all the time at Commerce Casino.
You've been losing a lot,
That's
though.
My spot. No, I lost this last time. Well, no,
and
I
the
lost
time
the
before
time
that.
Before that. Yeah, two straight losing
Next
times.
Time's the one.
Yeah. But I play a lot at Commerce, and it is the biggest poker room in the world. And that's not hyperbole. It actually is the biggest poker room in the world. And it's my favorite poker room in Southern California. So if you are up to hit the tables, I will be there. I was there Sunday. I'll be there again this weekend. I love playing poker, and I only play at Commerce Casino. Go to commercecasino.com for all the details. A lot of big tournaments coming up. There's a Golden Boy event coming up. They've given away $1 million in promotions so far this year. They're giving away $20 million in promotions for 2024 altogether. So get out to Commerce Casino, commercecasino.com. I'll see you at the tables. And it's also the home of Mandy's 3. Mason in Ireland, DeMarco and Bergman in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so we bet a little real money. We bet a little mythical money. DeMarco's here. Bergman's here. A little Dua Lipa to get you cranked up.
Love
on
Dua
a
Lipa.
Wednesday. I like Dua Lipa, too. Yeah. She's good. Bergman, mythical money. You ready?
Yep, I'm
ready. I sent you a three-leg parlay for tonight's Lakers-Sacramento game.
Ooh, going back to the parlay.
Going back to the parlay.
Right,
$10,000 mythical dollars in this parlay. It is over 238.5 for the game.
I like it. Sacramento scores a lot.
It is LeBron over 41.5 points plus rebounds plus assists.
Like it.
Entirely possible.
And sadly, De'Aaron Fox over 28.5. He's just got there. He's averaged 36 a game against the Lakers.
And he
this
had
year.
44 in the last time. Yeah. So, yeah, I like that one.
You so, those
take
are my
that
three.
Bet. That, right.
I, yeah. think, I okay. think it's a pretty good bet. And Mythical Money is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
So, I'm looking at the Dodgers box score. They're playing this afternoon against the Mariners. They're trailing 4-1. Yoshinobu Yamamoto started the game, struck out the side in the first inning, ended up going 4 2/3, 4 earned runs on 8 hits and a walk. He did have 7 strikeouts, but so far for the spring, he's got, is this right, an 8.38 ERA?
Yeah, he got hit up a little bit in the last start, and a lot of those were singles and ground ball singles that went to the left side of the infield where Gavin Lux and Max Muncy were.
Teamed up to screw it up.
Yep, teamed up to screw it up, exactly. And today, from what I've seen, it's been a lot of ground balls and just singles, not a lot of doubles or triples. I don't think there was any home runs in there, but everything I've seen, he's been getting just hit. At one point, he gave 4 or 5 hits in a row.
Yeah.
So that's going to.
You never know, by
problems.
The way, in spring training. Sometimes guys are just working on stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me.
I was just going to ask, how sharp do you expect these guys to be? Like,
well, Tyler Glasnow was excellent yesterday.
Great.
He's starting the first game in Seoul.
You expect them to be great?
No. He was. Glasnow
was great. Glasnow was great.
Yeah. I mean, how dialed in are you supposed to be in spring training?
Well, remember, they're playing for real games in Seoul 1 week from now.
Okay.
And by the way, Lux, I've not seen him with field anything. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout at the plate.
I don't know if anything has actually gone his way. I know a bunch has gone to Mookie. Mookie missed a single up the middle that he dove over, and I saw him get an out at second base, but that's about it.
Yeah. By the way, I'll be on the Blue Review tomorrow.
Yeah.
You excited?
Excited.
Yeah. So how do people get the Blue Review and see me tomorrow?
You go to youtube.com/ESPNLA. 9:30 live. It's going to be with me, Parker Bell, and Marcus Grant, and now you, Steve Mason.
Wow, it's
tomorrow.
A full house.
Yeah, it's a full house, a four-way weave, four-man weave. Yeah, it'd be really
good. I like
good.
It.
Excellent.
So live from 9:30 to 9:55, and we take your questions on the chat, and we just, just kind of hang out and talk.
Where are you on Dave Roberts?
I wish they would have gone a different direction at the end of the season, but I now accept that he is where he is, and they've got to win the World Series, or Dave is out.
That's kind of a no-win, right?
Well, World Series or fired.
Yeah, World Series or fired.
It's not get to World Series.
Win.
It's not get to Game 7. It's World Series or fired.
It's championship or fired, right?
I think so.
Or getting to World Series.
No. If you get to the – I'm championship, too. You've got to win a championship.
You got to win it.
You spend $1.1 billion on some of the greatest talent in the league. They've got the best roster in Major League Baseball. You've got to win the World Series this year. And if they don't do it, if they come up lame, so a first-round exit, like they've had the last 2 years, Dave's gone. NLCS doesn't get through that. I think he's gone. He's got to win the World Series. Dodgers have to win the World Series.
Enviable position for other managers? Like, you've got all the money in the world, all the players, but who's got this amount of pressure on you? Nope. Not just to get into the playoffs. You have to win the whole thing to keep your job.
Who else has a team that has Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Yamamoto, Glasnow?
No one.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, is that an enviable spot?
I think
would anybody else want to be in that spot?
I think Dave's going to manage differently this year, especially when it comes to the postseason. There's going to be a sense of urgency that we haven't necessarily seen before. We've seen it in spring training with the shortstop position. Gavin Lux starts there, winds up at second. Mookie goes second to short. And I think all those moves are, there's some urgency here. We've spent all this money. We've got to win games. And they're going to win in the regular season. I mean, I said I've got a bet. Mythical money bet that they will win 115 games this year.
You do have that. And I don't think it's crazy. I think you actually might and should win that.
It's not crazy.
I wouldn't want that job.
Yeah.
I would not want to be Dave Roberts.
You have won 17.
117 wins?
You did, because the record's 116, so you said they were going to win 117.
Would you want that job? You got to win 117 games and a championship to keep your job.
So I'll tell you this.
If you win 115 and lose in the World Series, you're fired.
Hang on a second.
Because regular season doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Regular season, they're going to win the division.
Yeah.
So they're going to be in the playoffs.
So I bring you a division championship.
And it doesn't really matter if they win with 95 or 101 or 117. You got to win the division. I just think they're going to pile up a lot of wins, even by accident this year. But the only thing that matters is the postseason. I mean,
that's it.
The postseason is everything for the Dodgers, and they've got to advance, and they've got to win a World Series.
Where did you
want
them to go? You said you different direction.
Like, correct.
As in who?
Well,
you have a guy in mind?
My suggestion was, who is the Tommy Lasorda of 2023? Who is that fiery guy? Dave is very businesslike, very congenial, very businesslike. Maybe it would make sense to go with more of a rah-rah guy, a guy with some fire.
He's kind of the glasses,
Dave is kind of a rah-rah guy himself. Mm. I mean, a little bit. He's good in the clubhouse. That's kind of what his whole deal is. But would you agree that you fire Dave Roberts, the next guy is going to get a few years? He's not coming in being like, if you don't win a World Series, you're out.
No.
He's not going to have the same expectations that Dave has because he's been here for so long and has
gotten one. That. I just thought you had someone in mind. Like, I want him.
No, I don't.
I don't think it really matters. I don't think it fully matters that much because you can go. You can be the manager of the Dodgers right now. You're going to win 95 to 110 games. It's going to happen. It's about what you do in the postseason.
Right.
So Dave Roberts in the postseason has...
Well, I mean, they
championship
failed.
Or bust.
Yeah.
What
failed.
A job.
I mean, besides that 1 year, he's failed.
No
and
doubt.
That's you have to get results.
So we talked a little bit about pickleball earlier. Now, there's a board, a 7-10 talent bracket on the wall here. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. By the way, you can always watch the show on YouTube. Just search out ESPN LA. And describe what they've done here.
So
this is Janessa, right?
Janessa, this is what Janessa thinks is going to happen. I don't know why you keep doing it. I mean, I'm actually being serious. I don't know why you think that.
Someone told me, and I'm not going to reveal names.
You can go into the back right now. Go ahead. You can walk
somebody
back there.
Told you
go
what?
Go talk to Janessa. Janessa did all of this. I did zero of this.
Okay.
This is all Janessa. This is like when Chris Morales fixed the Mandy's. He doesn't. I didn't do this.
So you mean the Mandy's are not fixed?
No, they're not. Oh. Thank you, John Ireland.
Yeah.
So, this is all Janessa's thoughts, and this is basically how it's going to work, is when you get knocked out of the actual tournament itself, the 64-team tournament, as you get knocked out, you're going to be placed into one of these 12 spaces.
Right.
So these bottom four, 9, 10, 11, 12, are the people that lasted the longest in the actual tournament, and they moved in late. So they get a bye when it gets down to the semifinals.
Oh.
So as you get knocked out, you're going to play in the 7-10 tournament. So according to this, let's just say the Smooth Operators and Most Wanted both got knocked out at the very beginning. They will then play each other in
to
advance in the 7-10 tournament.
Right. So there are two tournaments. There's the real tournament.
Yep.
And then there's our 7-10 round robin tournament.
Yes. Okay. And so we have bragging rights within the station, and then people can, when we're knocked out of the real tournament, people can still watch us play in the 7-10.
Now, what
tournament.
I notice is that Janessa has Ireland and his wife Lisa going all the way to the final and winning.
That's a pretty good pick.
That's a good pick.
That's
a
pretty good pick.
I think that's a solid pick. Yeah. Ireland's like, we're not going to be very. No, Lisa's great.
So have you ever seen Ireland play anything?
No.
He's an okay swimmer.
He's an okay swimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him play basketball. He's a pretty good basketball player.
Yeah, back in the day he was.
But I don't know how he is with tennis, pickleball, softball.
Yeah, we've never seen him play softball.
How are his knees?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
We don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the extent
but
of his...
But if you've got a good partner,
you don't need your
it doesn't matter
that much.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got a good pickleball partner, you can she can cover up for a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you. There is... I love dogs, but there's a new law being talked about in Sacramento that I think is absolutely crazy. It's a pro-dog law, and I think it's a huge mistake. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, DeMarco's here, Bergman's here, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So you know what I always say about 710 ESPN? This is more than just a radio station. We have got events coming up, and we want to see you guys there. So we were talking about pickleball. Pickleball is next Saturday at the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Everybody here is going to be there. It starts at 10 a.m. with food and drinks and Fun Zone, and March Madness will be on. Plus, it's also my birthday, DeMarco.
Hey, happy birthday.
It is. Thank you. Yeah. You can sign a big card for Steve Mason.
Nice. The biggest birthday card in the world for me. And it's also the exact 20th anniversary of me and John starting at ESPN
LA. No way.
We started on my birthday in 2004, so it's a really big day. Want to see all you guys out there. It'll be fun. Special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home with a 15-minute drive-through oil change. Come out. Hang with us. We're doing the Yachtly Crew thing. Sean Vega from Rosemead just won a pair of tickets to join us for Yachtly Crew at the Whiskey on March the 29th. Again, this is another one. We're all going to come hang out with us.
Yeah. A week later, and this time for a concert. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really
do me a favor.
I'm excited. You're going to that, right, DeMarco?
What qualifies as Yacht Rock? Just real quick. Give me three bands.
Kenny Loggins, Christopher Cross. I know this now. Kenny Loggins, Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald. I'm trying to think who they say.
Looking Glass.
80s music.
Looking Glass, Orleans. Now, kind of
70s, 80s, adjacent. Early 80s. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm into that. Okay, yeah. Cool.
You know the song Brandy?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's Yacht Rock.
That's
right.
Yacht Rock.
Baker Street.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's just fun and easy to listen to.
Something you want to be on a yacht with.
It's hardcore soft rock.
I like it.
Hardcore soft rock.
Yes.
I would stay away from this song, though.
Why?
You got to sing this one, man. You know what I mean? If you can't sing this one, don't sing this one.
No, don't.
If you can't sing this one, don't sing this one.
If you got a voice. Yeah.
Good. By the way, if you can't sing, just don't sing.
Just don't sing.
I sing. Wait, hold up. No.
Some songs, it doesn't matter.
I'm with Laura here.
If you can't sing, don't sing.
Sing.
No.
Everybody should sing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Not if you're a bad singer. If you're a bad singer, don't sing.
I'm a bad singer.
Yeah, like walk around the office singing.
Definitely sing, yes. But not if you're being paid to sing.
Yeah, karaoke, I understand. Most people are bad at karaoke. But that's kind of the joke.
Like in your car, sing.
I'm the best person in my car and my shower, okay? Y'all can't tell me different.
Oh, yeah, just not in front of people.
Oh, I do it in front of people, too.
You're a happier person if you sing in front of people, just in general, just like walking around singing.
And you make those around you less happy.
Too bad for them. That's not my concern.
Then they should sing.
So I wanted to get this law that's being kicked around in Sacramento. Tell me, so I love dogs. I love my dogs. I've got Sophie and Veronica and Ron.
And Sophie's holding on strong.
She is 18 and still going.
That's crazy.
She's
good for her.
She's a tank.
You eat in bed, right?
I've gotten over that how does that aspect of things.
Do you allow your dogs to get on your bed?
Dogs are on the bed, but we don't eat in bed anymore of the dogs, because we've got three. We're a three-dog house.
See why I asked? Like, if you're eating in bed, you got dogs in the bed, that could be a problem. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Gotcha. So in Sacramento, they're kicking around this law that they would ban landlords from banning dogs.
Oh, really?
Does that make sense? In other words,
dogs
would not be allowed to ban dogs from their buildings.
Love it.
You love it?
Oh, yeah. Hate it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I hate it.
Awesome. That's awesome, according to Brian. Why? DeMarco?
You hate it?
Because I'm a landlord.
There you go.
Yeah.
So as a landlord,
I hate that.
The state would tell you you're not allowed to have a dog ban or a cat ban, a pet ban.
Oh, that's
you must accept them.
That sucks.
Why?
Because I want to make the choice. You know, some people, I love people that love dogs, but some people can't take care of dogs.
I was going to say, look, we all here are very responsible dog owners.
Yes.
We take care of our dogs, right? We hygiene, all of that. But I do know some people because somebody got kicked out next to me in my apartment complex, and we walked into her place, and I was like, holy.
Was the dog loud or dirty?
No, the cat was bad.
Oh, cat.
Yeah. So some people are just not clean pet owners.
Yeah, I don't think, and I don't know if this is going to pass or not in Sacramento, but I disagree with the concept of the law altogether.
Why?
As a former landlord, I used to own buildings. As a former landlord, I did have a ban on pets because pets can destroy your property.
No. Pets do destroy your property.
But then you just charge them more when they leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you take away their deposit. I've lost every one of my deposits.
So you're pro-anti-dog ban?
Wait. You're making my head spin with it.
Yeah, you saw that. It was great. Wait, what?
Pro-anti-dog ban.
It actually does make sense. Are you pro-anti-dog ban?
Pro-anti-dog ban. Yes, I am pro-anti-dog ban.
What about you? Are you pro-anti-dog ban?
I am pro-anti-dog ban.
No, you're anti-dog
ban. No, I'm anti-anti-dog ban.
Yeah, anti-pro.
I'm anti-anti. I'm against the whole thing.
Yes, against the whole thing. Brian, I think I know your side. You're pro-anti-dog ban.
Yes.
Yeah, and Laurie, you're pro anti-dog ban?
I'm a little split here. I'm a little split because I do think people should have the right to have their pet with them. So, yes, just charge them more at the end.
Charge them more, yeah. You're going to lose your security deposit,
well, that's
probably.
You get a pet deposit a lot of times, too. Yeah, so, there's a security deposit and a pet deposit.
The rent is going up. If I can't tell you, no, you can't have a pet and you just have to have one, your rent's going up.
So, if the rent goes up, I might be anti-anti-dog.
Okay, wait.
Anti-pro-dog.
I can't really afford the rent now, so.
Yeah, I feel you. There was another, it might be part of the same bill, Mace, that they could not charge for a pet deposit.
I think that's the same bill.
That's the same bill, right? Yeah.
So they're banning pet deposits, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's.
Now, I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know if this whole thing is going to. I think it's really interesting. And even though I love dogs, I was formerly a landlord. I don't think I would like the state to come in and tell me I must accept pets.
Yeah, you don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like
fair enough. Yeah.
But I think like you have to, if it depends on the person and depends on the dog and the cat, like
correct.
You can't have the ability to say no. You should have the choice to say no to a specific person, but not to ban them throughout the entire building.
Right. Right.
I love the fact that you love animals, but we have to agree on how you take care of that animal. We have to agree on that.
Because the way I'm hearing this is that they can actually say no dogs in the building whatsoever.
They cannot say that anymore.
Right. You can't say, but. You must
you must accept dogs.
Every single dog, no matter what dog.
You're not allowed to ban pets.
If you live in a 400 square foot apartment and have a bull mastiff, you can
say
no.
Oh, those are huge.
You can't say no.
Those are
bull mastiff are one of the biggest dogs.
Correct.
Pretty
you can't
dogs,
say no.
By the way,
maybe you have to be able to have
Pretty
a conversation dogs. With the landlord.
So you're anti.
I'm now anti-anti-pro-dog.
See, you're split. Yeah. You're like me. You're anti-both sides.
There has to be a conversation.
See, I had to say no to somebody that had two Great Danes.
Did you?
Great Danes are too big.
Oh, my God, they're gorgeous.
The place isn't big enough for two dogs. And I know they're great
two
dogs.
Two Great Danes?
Two Danes. Two.
That's a lot of dogs.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah. I feel you. I love you. They're great dogs, but that's just too much for the space.
I think we have transitioned to becoming a three-dog house. I think we'll always have three dogs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
So when Sophie tragically...
When Sophie leaves us, she's on bonus time now, 18 years old, we'll get another dog.
You get another.
Get a third.
Because that was the whole point of Ron was, or Veronica was, right?
Veronica was the backup dog for when Sophie
dies.
Right,
but now that you have three, you're like, okay,
why three? Why three?
I'm liking three.
You're liking
I'm liking having three.
Does it matter that Sophie is older and kind of more relaxed?
She is relaxed.
So are when you get a new dog, older dog? A little puppy, probably.
It's going to be it's gonna be a one-year-old.
Rambunctious.
Oh. Yeah, rambunctious.
So it's okay to have three rambunctious dogs?
Correct. That is exactly what we'll have.
Wow. You wouldn't adopt an older dog?
See, I would say no to you.
I would not adopt an older dog.
Okay.
Because I don't have enough time with them.
That makes sense.
I want a young dog so I get, you know, 10 years, 15 years, whatever that is.
I want to adopt an, because Ryan, I really want a dog. I live in a very pet-friendly community in the Arts District and stuff, so I want a dog, but I don't have time for a dog, especially a puppy, because they require a lot of attention.
Yes. Mm.
So I've been thinking of adopting an older dog because they usually don't get adopted. They're left in the shelter a lot.
That's a great idea.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, and they don't require as much because they're older and they're calm.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, you wouldn't.
That's a good idea. Yeah, we always get one-year-olds. We never get a puppy. Hmm. At one, like, the dogs that we've gotten are all house-trained before we even get them.
See? Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah.
So
that's
somebody else has already done the hard work and the lived
Steve,
through the destructiveness.
Steve, I know you're a great guy. I see. I just can't rent to you.
You would not rent to me?
I'm going to rent to Greg.
What if I have a dog. He has a dog, too.
A dog.
Lola.
See, but I'm going to rent to Greg. He's got one dog.
He's got one dog.
I got a big dog.
One's the right number.
She's a big dog.
I need a dog.
Does that matter?
That's fine. But not three.
All right, real quick before we get to Game of Games here, we were talking about chances for you guys to get together with us. Madness is here. Selection Sunday is Sunday. And you can spend your first official day of the tournament with everybody here at 710. Next Thursday, March 21st, all-day broadcast at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. Islands Restaurants, man, they are the best. 3200 North Sepulveda Boulevard inside Manhattan Village. It is walking distance from John Ireland's house. Starts at 10 a.m. with Travis DeSlee, then me and Ireland, then Shidano and Cap will be going until 7 o'clock. Come on out, hang out with us, get some of them delicious cheddar fries, and you dredge those in the ranch dressing. Oh, that is so good, so good. So that's Islands in Manhattan Beach. Next Thursday. Mason in Ireland, Game of Games is coming up. It is Bergman's game?
Yes, my game, or kind of Lindsay's.
We will do it next. 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. DeMarco is here. We've got me, DeMarco, Brian, and Laura playing today. And Bergman's game, what do you got?
All right, so it's Lindsay's game. Thank you, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay wrote a game for you.
She writes a lot of games for me, actually, so thank you very much, Lindsay. But this game is whose mascot is that? So I'll give you the mascot's name and what it is. You have to buzz in with your name.
Buzz in.
Oh, God.
To guess which team this mascot belongs
Okay, so
belongs
is the mascot
to.
A college mascot, a professional mascot?
Just mascot.
It looks like they're mascots. It looks like they're all one sport.
They're NBA mascots.
I'm going to buzz myself out.
Okay.
All right, so number one is Clutch. He's a cartoon bear. Clutch, the cartoon bear. Whose mascot is that?
Mason.
Oh. Mason.
Nuggets.
No.
Anybody?
Anybody else?
Thunder.
No. Anybody else? This I mean, just name a team in the NBA.
Is terrible.
What is it, a bear?
I just did. Right. Yeah, it's
what?
A bear.
Did you say a bear?
Yeah. Clutch, the
just
cartoon
take a
bear.
Guess. Pick a team.
76ers. Whatever.
Nope.
Brian, Rockets.
Rockets is the right answer.
Oh,
hey, there you go.
Brian is really good at games.
I will that to you.
Did you know that, Brian?
Tap it.
Tap that mic.
Tap it hard.
There you go.
Okay, next.
Number. Yeah, you know it. number two is Rocky the Mountain Lion. Rocky.
Mason.
Nuggets is the right answer.
That's a good one.
I was just going to guess Nuggets till I got it right.
All
right,
so. Next one is Slamson the Lion. Slamson the Lion. This one will make sense.
This one will make sense?
Yeah. Mason.
Mason.
Pistons?
No.
Heat?
No. Name an NBA team. Like
Pacers.
This. No.
Laura, name an NBA team.
I mean, the ones I want to name, that's not it.
Go ahead.
Name one.
Knicks.
Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
Yeah. Why does that make sense?
The Lions, the King.
Oh, I see.
They're playing tonight.
Yeah. This is going to stay Lindsay's game, right?
Yeah.
This is Lindsay's game. This is not your game.
It's a good game.
If it was a good game, it was U.S.
If she would have done it, it probably would be better.
I think it should have been multiple choice.
If it was a great game, it's his game.
A and B, you know?
I think it should have been multiple choice also.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Rumble the Bison. Okay, I'll pick two teams. Let's see. I'm going to go with the Hornets and the Thunder.
Mason.
Rumble the Bison, yes.
Thunder.
No, everybody. So Thunder.
Oh, Thunder.
Okay, Thunder. Brian.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Yep, Thunder is
Bison.
Right.
Yeah, there we go. See,
now we're scoring, right.
There we go.
Has one. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
This next one, hold on, let me think of two
this
teams.
This is Greg's game again, though.
Yeah. Now it is. Yeah, now it's Greg's game.
All right, now I'm going to go with, okay. Now it says Franklin the Dog. Franklin the Dog. Is this the 76ers or the Nets? DeMarco.
I'll go Nets.
Brian.
I'm going to go Nets, too.
Laura.
I'm also going Nets.
And Mason.
I'm going Sixers.
It is a Sixers. Mason now has the lead.
Nice.
3-2 for Brian and DeMarco and Laura.
I lead the bad game. Yeah. Let's continue.
It's a little bit better now when we did it this way.
It has got, it's improved.
It has. See? Just small change. Small suggestion. Just saying.
All right. I got to think of teams around. Let's go with, all right, we'll do that. So, Hooper the Horse, is this the Pistons or the Trailblazers? And we'll start with Brian.
Hooper the Horse.
Hooper the Horse, the Pistons or the Trailblazers?
I like the Pistons here.
Okay, and Laura?
Trailblazers.
Okay, Mace?
I like the Pistons here.
And DeMarco?
Are you thinking horsepower and Pistons?
Yeah.
I'll go Pistons. Yeah.
Pistons is the right answer, so that's okay. Brian and DeMarco got
DeMarco
it. So
DeMarco cracked the code.
Brian and Mace tied. DeMarco 2, Laura 1. All right, let's go with this one now. This one is Sir CC the Swashbuckler. Are this the Pacers or the Cavs? Sir CC the Swashbuckler.
Not well said.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do it. Swash.
Cavs or Pacers?
Cavs or Pacers?
I don't even know what you said, so I'm going to go with Cavs.
Okay, and DeMarco.
Cavs, right?
Mace.
Cavs.
Brian.
I'm going to go Pacers.
And you should have gone with the other ones.
Yeah.
It's now Mace has
Cavalier's
the lead.
A pirate,
it
right?
is the
a
Cavs.
Cavalier, I think, is a pirate.
Pirate. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So then I'll do two more.
Okay.
And am that'll I out? Be
it. Then we'll get it over with.
Am I out?
No, Laura, you're not out yet.
Oh, God,
just,
know
you're
score.
Just close. Okay. Let's go with. Okay. This one is Boomer the Panther. Is it the Pacers or the Raptors? Mace, you have to go first.
Pacers.
DeMarco.
Got to be Pacers.
Brian.
Yeah, Pacers.
And Laura.
With the crowd.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, right. A Raptors has to be a Raptor.
I know. I picked the wrong team.
That's an easy
mascot,
that's
what
right?
I was like, the Raptors. Yeah.
Can your mascot be anything other than the Raptors if you're the Raptors?
Well, I mean, we've got Bulldogs and Bears.
That's
and
like Pacers.
Some of these, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this next one's too
easy. Is this the last one? Or?
Yeah, so, we'll just end it there. Mace, you won. Congratulations.
Thank
Wait,
you.
I was finally scoring.
So the hardest part of doing Mason in Ireland is writing a game.
I hate writing
and
games.
And coming up with a new one every week. So, it is really hard.
It is. And there's, you know, DeMarco was like, oh, I want to do a game. I'm like, there's so much research that goes into doing a game.
You guys said yes way too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you said, I want to do a game, I'm like, come okay. on, bring it up. I'll do it on Friday.
So, Bergman, what are the odds that you actually write a game for yourself next week?
I've written my last, like, 5 or 6 games. And this one, I forgot today.
Yeah.
And when there was meetings and then I stopped doing the meetings and I forgot again.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh damn, I have to.
Well, who's leading games. The month now? I think I may be.
No, Brian is leading the month, but no. He may actually tie. You might be tied now.
Oh,
you
nice.
Have 3. Brian has 3. Mason has 3.
Nice.
Ireland has 2 and Laura
nice.
Has 1.
That was an easy game
one.
To win. By the way, on cut right now.
Yeah.
I've got so many bets being offered. And I don't have enough money in my account anymore
oh,
to
no.
take them.
I took a bunch of bets.
From everywhere? People are just betting you?
Yeah, people are betting me. That's so, how that's how
that's
you
how?
Download the app, the Cut app, and you can make a peer-to-peer bet. So I've got, I actually put some more money in, so I'm going to take some more bets.
So I took 2 bets on the same game. I hedged one of my bets.
Yep.
I took the Raptors plus 3.5 for $10, but I also took the Pistons minus 3.5 for $5.
Hedging.
Just a little hedge.
Smart.
Little hedge.
I just took Lakers Sacramento over 238.5.
Can you initiate the bet on
Yeah,
game?
You can put out a bet yourself.
So I got offered Lakers minus 2.5 tonight, and I declined it.
Really? I would take that.
It gives
you something to root for.
They've lost. They lose to the Kings all the time.
Oh, wow.
The
Kings have their
Sabonis owns him. I just couldn't make the bet. Not that I don't want them to win. I can't make the bet.
Who is doing afternoons today? Is it?
It is Scott Kaplan and Kirk Morrison.
Oh, nice. And there's Kirk. Awesome. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by Jacob and Ronnie. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight. But Jacob is here for you. When you need a big win after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Let's do some super crosstalk. Hey, Cappy, what's up? Kirk Morrison is here. A little super crosstalk. Cappy, you're in South. What's going on?
Yeah. I'm in South today. That's right. That
South,
is correct.
South. That's what we call it, huh?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
South.
South LA.
All right.
South Central LA. And there's South.
Who calls
South
it that?
LA.
That's what I'm saying. That's, who calls it that? That's a Cappy thing.
What's up, Cappy?
Only one person does.
Yeah.
I got you.
How we doing? Hey, DeMarco.
What's up, baby?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Can I make an admission to you? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Mm.
This is going to be a little weird, okay?
All right.
Okay. Surprising coming from you. Weird, but go ahead. But
I freaking miss you, man.
Oh, yeah. I miss you, too. What up?
I mean, dude, our football season, Thursdays out at Yamava, dude, I miss you.
I'm wearing the hat. Can you see me on YouTube?
The 909?
I'm wearing the 909 right now in honor of you.
The 909.
Of our Thursdays, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, loved it.
909
yeah,
Sports Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Happening out there.
Last time I saw you, you were dancing on Venice Beach, though.
Oh. Yeah.
What was going on there?
I've only heard.
Yeah, it was Mace's fault.
Doing some kind of acrobatic thing or one of those street shows, boardwalk shows.
Yeah.
It was because Mace here decided to, like, you know, show up later. And then I got caught up in one of these street shows. And I blame Mace and I blame Juan.
Well, I had nothing to do with the street show. That was your own business. I did not encourage you. Yeah, I was waiting at a bar while he was doing a street show.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was
Juan and I were getting hammered while he was doing a street show. And by the time Cappy and Rachel got to us, we were already blazed.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was full on droned.
Wow.
Yeah. But Juan can drink, though. I got to tell you guys.
He can put it away.
He can, because I think he started with some cocktail. I don't remember what it was. And then he went into a couple of back-to-back IPAs.
Yes.
You know?
He had two margaritas and then two IPAs.
Oh, that's my kind of guy.
They had margaritas on tap. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Margaritas on tap.
At that bar we went to, they had margaritas on tap. They also had Aperol spritzes on tap.
Yeah.
Do you ever have
Beach,
an Aperol spritz?
Never.
Is that Venice Beach?
Venice Beach, yeah.
I would think they would have margaritas on tap.
Yeah. Do you ever have an Aperol spritz?
No.
Do you, Cappy?
No.
It's got that liquor called Aperol in it and like white wine and Aperol.
Never,
but they had it on tap, which is crazy.
If I see it, I'll try it.
Yeah, try it out. It's not bad.
Kirk, Cap, are you guys martini guys?
Martini. It depends.
Yeah,
I may do a martini, but I'll put it in like a regular glass. Though.
A regular glass?
Yeah, tell
not
me.
In a martini.
No,
glass?
I'm not doing a martini glass.
Okay,
because if you walk up to a bar and you see me with a martini glass, it just doesn't look right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got.
I hear you.
Give me a big cube.
A different glass. Okay.
Different glass.
I just don't. I tried it once. I don't like the taste.
Cappy, you a martini guy?
Not really, but I did hear the conversation earlier today that was happening during Super Crosstalk, the early version of Super Crosstalk.
Yeah.
And I heard Travis say that he's actually taught himself to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
He drinks gin martinis. I could not teach myself to like gin.
I don't ever drink gin, ever, in anything.
I don't like the
vodka
flavor.
And tequila.
Yeah, vodka martini, dirty vodka martini with an olive and a blue cheese in it is delicious.
How do I order it again? No. What did he tell me? How do you order your martinis? I'm doing this for the season.
Okay.
This is new for NFL.
Vodka martini up.
Up?
With an olive.
Vodka martini up. With an olive.
And then if you like a little olivey kind of flavor, you ask for dirty.
See,
I like it dirty.
That's what it is. Okay.
That's what I had at Clearman's Galley.
Some people always talk about that. Yeah, I want mine dirty. I don't just...
It's with olive
juice. Yeah, I know.
See?
I just need vodka on the rocks. Big cube.
Yeah.
That's it.
One big cube.
I'm a big cube guy now.
There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of happened. You know, like somebody did it once in front of you and you're like... Oh,
that looks good.
So it looks cool, but does it actually do anything? Like, what's the deal with the big
cool.
cube?
It to me, I think it doesn't melt as fast as the regular ice cubes do, I guess.
Yeah, because it's bigger.
Wait a second, though. Yeah. Is this a one big cube that's a circular like
no,
a
big square. No, no,
big square cube. Square.
Square. Okay, yeah, big square cube.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cube, not a ball. Okay. So yeah. I said cube. One more time, I'll say cube.
Yeah, but it's, but an ice cube, regardless of shape, is still an ice cube, isn't it?
True. Well, yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's true. That is true.
And it's still, if it was round, it would still be a cube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's talking about a square cube.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did hear this conversation earlier, and I have to tell you, Mace, I love a vodka on the rocks with mm-hmm. blue cheese olives. And by the way, oops. It's got to be three blue cheese olives, because if you have two blue cheese olives, it's not enough.
Yep.
You always need three, so you have to be very specific. Three blue cheese olives.
Yes. As many of those blue cheese, like, for example, great martini is Boa. Have you been to Boa? Either the one in West Hollywood or the one in Santa Monica, where I go a lot.
You go there for the martinis.
They make a great martini and a great New York strip. That's a great meal right there.
Okay.
Great meal.
I'm trying martinis this year, Kirk.
You want
martini? Is that
going
to be weird, though? If I go to the bar, Team Hotel, and order a martini, am I weird?
No.
Yeah,
that's, I think so.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Don't order it in a martini glass. Order it in a highball.
But you got to think, though, when people come to a bar and they ask you, hey, man, what you having? Give me your martini.
Okay.
On
the, that, you know, stem just, thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, go ahead, yeah, give me a Tito's Rocks.
I've been rocking the old fashions just for that reason.
I love a good old fashioned, man.
There you go. Yeah.
You can do that.
That's what, I drank two of those old fashions before you got to that bar on Saturday, Cappy.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I could tell. I was rolling, man.
Yeah. How did you know he was hammered?
Well, because, well, first of all. Because,
well.
Yeah,
well.
First we started talking, there was a drink that was in front of him that was like half drank. And so, and I knew that we'd left him there a little bit too long because I got caught up in this show.
Yeah.
And then when he got done with the drink, he went to a Diet Coke, and I went, okay, he's got to be too deep.
Trying to bring it down.
I cut to Diet Coke at some point. I had two old fashions, and I might have had a couple of gummies, and I was pretty droned.
Oh, you were cross-faded.
How do you mix? Like, I cannot.
You know, it's funny. Juan's mom,
I want to ask you about that.
Juan's mom says you can do one, or you can do the other, but you shouldn't do both.
Correct.
But on a Saturday afternoon on the Venice Boardwalk, bring it on.
The kids call that crossfaded.
Hey. Crossfaded, yeah. Crossfaded. I call it droned.
Yeah.
Droned?
Yeah, drunk and stoned.
The college kids call it crossfaded.
Crossfaded.
I had no idea about that.
Tried it once, threw up.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was too much.
What's that, Kirk, on gummies?
The double, the drone.
Crossfaded, yeah.
Crossfaded.
Yeah.
Too much.
Was this a gummy or was this some other form?
No, gummy with
a drink.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you're with the gum, you're kind of like in this phase. You know, you're in this zone of... like euphoria, you just kind of just chill and
the
like
two the highs kind of mix together.
And then,
wait, we are such bad role models.
I love
we are the worst role models in the world.
But like when you're drinking, like in the way that I do it,
yeah,
the way that I do it, because I drink my liquor straight.
Yeah,
I don't put anything.
You want everything neat?
That's just straight neat. There it is. You know, ice cube with a big cube. So when you're really drinking, you don't really know how much. You just know like, oh, I only had one. Somebody like, oh, how many drinks did you have? Well, I had really two drinks, but it was too solid. There was no mixture.
Yeah.
There was no cranberry juice, no Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a couple of those mixed in with the gummy. I can see how you get droned.
So yeah, I read this big article about bartenders. Did I tell you about this, Cappy?
Mm-mm,
okay. So bartenders, there was like a survey or something, and bartenders were giving tips, and they said, always order the specialty drinks because a mixologist has spent a lot of time figuring them out.
Ah.
So I always, my first drink is always one of their drinks, one of their made-up drinks.
Okay.
So I try one of those, and then I go old-fashioned. So I want to try their fancy that they put together just on the special drink menu, the specialty drinks. Try one of those because they put a lot of time into
it. So you spend $21 first, and then you start going back.
Then I go old-fashioned.
Right.
Wash it down with an old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, you get the bill. You're like, whoa, $21. Okay.
Yeah, it's always one of them. Always one of them.
Here's another thing about not being exactly positive role models in this conversation.
Yeah.
You ever notice how nowadays people will break out gummies anywhere they are and there's no fear? Like it used to be like, hey, put those away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now, the other day when we were there with Mason, with Juan, Rachel breaks out the Joyful in Presence and she's like showing them off. Like, and then she'll walk around and dose the whole bar. She doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. Like,
she will literally
she's
walk
the plug.
Around. Yeah, she's like, she is the plug. She's like, who needs, who wants some gummies? And she'll walk up to people and she'll be like, hey, it's 5 milligrams. You only want 2.5, bite half. You know, like,
right,
she
exactly.
She'll literally feed them to everybody.
Yeah. The funniest thing to me is still that John Ireland takes more cannabis than I do.
Real?
Yeah. He uses. Because he needs it to sleep. So he drops like a 20 milligram indica bomb.
I can understand that. I can see that, though.
To go to sleep.
I can see why.
But 20's a lot.
But I can see why, though.
But he's not really enjoying it. He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. He's not going through
something.
It.
Yeah, John, a lot of times on this roller coaster all the way up until like 10 p.m. at night.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's a late night roller coaster.
It is a late night, yeah. Wow.
And to be able to come down, because I know that, you know, when you broadcast a game ends at like 9, 10:30. I'm still wired.
Right.
Oh, like, yeah. I am still like, whew.
So you got to take it down.
So you got, I don't know how you bring it down that fast.
Well, he doesn't sleep.
I'm scared I might oversleep.
I've always been concerned about, I mean, genuinely concerned about the fact that he doesn't sleep. He really doesn't. And he works way too hard.
Is he a coffee guy?
No, he's not a coffee guy.
He's not a caffeine guy.
No.
Oh, okay. This is just his personality.
Like, I'm like two quad espressos in the morning and blast off to do this show.
Yeah, yeah. And he's not.
Yeah.
He's chill. Okay.
He's mellow.
Wow.
He's mellow.
Okay.
But
interesting.
But doesn't sleep. So, Cappy, you and... Oh, we were talking about the pickleball thing.
Yeah.
So pickleball is next Saturday. Now, here's the word on you, Kirk Morris.
What's that? What's the word?
That DeMarco dumped you as a partner.
He did. He dumped me.
I did not dump you.
Yep. Gave you the double dump
truck. Gave me the double dump
truck. Are you playing this year?
I am playing with Mario.
With Mario?
With Mario, yes.
No, he replaced me.
Stop
see?
It.
See?
No, Mario's a good player, I bet.
I know. So, early favorites.
What's your team name?
Early favorites.
Early
That's
favorites.
That's your team.
Early favorites.
Wow.
I like
early
that.
Early favorites.
That's smart. I like and then that. DeMarco, you're playing with
Caitlin Baker.
Oh, right, from the Rams.
Yes, yes. And we are Cam Newton's hat. That's
I'm playing with my dear friend Lindsay Fulton.
Come on.
Me and
Lindsay. You're playing there with you who?
Go. My dear friend Lindsay Fulton.
Oh, really? That's not what you said 3 hours ago.
Come on.
Wow.
The front of me.
You said we have a lot of history.
We do have a lot of history. We do have a lot of good history and bad history.
There we go.
Yeah. And Cappy, who are you playing with?
I am.
Are you playing with Shadano?
Begrudgingly, I am playing with Shadano.
Hey,
he's playing a lot.
He's practicing. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, DeMarco, listen.
What's
you
up?
Tell me. So George comes back every day after practicing with you and Beto. And Mike Trudell, and maybe McMiniman, and he comes back and he's like, you don't understand how amazing Mike Trudell is. Now, look, George has had a man crush on Trudell for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
And when George has a man crush on somebody, he will defend them till the death.
Yeah.
See,
oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I submit to the court the example of Anthony Davis, okay?
To the death?
Oh, to the death.
Oh, wow, okay.
So he comes back in, and he's got this man crush on Trudell because Trudell once fed him, like, pomegranate margaritas on the beach.
Well, it sounds delicious.
It does sound good, though.
Fed him?
Well, I don't know that he actually
gave it to him.
Gave it to him, okay.
He brought
served
it
him.
Well, that's very nice.
Were these the canned margaritas, though? Because I could just give you the canned margaritas.
Put it in a different jug and say, I made it.
You know, toss him one.
But go ahead, Cap.
Go ahead. Tell us about
George. George is, to be honest, he is enamored with Mike Trudell. And so he comes back every day and he's like, dude, you don't understand. Trudell is the greatest pickleball player on the planet.
Wow.
I see, sometimes if I'm watching ESPN and they have pickleball on, you'll see Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf playing as a team. You know, they're married, they're a team.
Right.
And George is like, dude, I'm telling you right now, Trudell will kill both of them by himself.
Wow.
He will beat Steffi Graf. That might
be stretching it just a little bit.
Okay.
That's the soccer background in Trudell.
Just a little bit.
He's an athlete. He's a natural athlete.
Of the four or five guys, Beto is the Michael Chang of pickleball. That's the guy that winds up bloody in the first round
because
he's diving after everything. He's that guy. He really is. But of the group that has been playing for 3 weeks, Trudell is head and shoulders the best of all of us. He is.
I think the super team, if we were to put together a super team, it would be John Ireland's wife, Lisa, and Trudell.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That team would win the whole thing.
But
and I think Trudell is still learning to play the sport.
Yeah.
Like, he's already athletic, but he's learning pickleball, and he's already good at it.
Okay, what is the scouting report? Like, what is he good at? Does he rush up to the net?
So yesterday he had us playing by him, and we were playing real pickleball players. So we stepped it up a notch. We're playing against guys.
Okay.
I told him I lost to a dude that's 70 years old, and he never moved. Ran me around the court. It was scary. So
that's funny.
He held his own against really good pickleball players. That says a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So against us, against mere mortals.
Yeah.
He seems like Superman, but if you match them against guys that play all the time,
right?
Yeah, he has his struggles.
The one thing about pickleball is it really doesn't matter how old you are.
It don't.
Like, there are some seniors who are just wicked on the
court.
They
can manipulate that ball, and it goes where they tell it to go. Yeah.
Well, that was my question, though, is because George keeps telling me how great Trudell is, and I'm like, yeah, with you and Beto and DeMarco, yeah, he's awesome. But in the real world of real pickleball out there, take my father, 75 years old, right?
Charlie.
My father, Charlie, he is the champion of Boca del Vista Phase 4.
Yes.
But he no longer plays right-handed because his right shoulder is so screwed up.
He's playing off-handed?
He plays left-handed now, and he's still a dominant player.
Wow.
Wow.
So yeah. I'm like, here's a 75-year-old guy playing with the opposite hand who I would... Without seeing Trudell play, I'd have to put my money on my old man.
Kirk, half of being good is knowing how to play the game.
How to play the game.
Once you know how to play pickleball, then your athleticism will catch up.
How to play the game and know your game.
Exactly.
Right.
Always had a coach who always says, know who you are.
Right.
I don't care about them. Know who you are, your ability against their ability.
I know who I am. I'm the guy that they're hitting the ball directly at because they know I'm going to screw it up.
Yeah. Trudell's playing with Dave McMenamin.
Okay. Yeah. Who's another good athlete?
Yeah. Dave's going to see a lot of shots because you're going to avoid Trudell.
Yeah.
Dave's going to see a lot of shots.
But what does Trudell do so well? Is it his movement? Is it his shot-making ability?
He's athletic, okay. And he's learned how to play pickleball. He's learning the ins and outs of how to play the game, where to stand, where to hit from, where to be on serves. He's learning all that stuff, and he's crazy athletic and competitive.
You know, I'm going to pickleball camp this weekend. I am.
Tell me about pickleball camp.
Okay, so pickleball camp is located out in the desert. It's a really cool resort kind of place, but they've got pickleball courts.
Okay.
So I'm playing pickleball every day at pickleball camp starting on Friday because I am going to be at least respectable when I play.
That's all you want to be.
In the tournament next Saturday.
That's all you want to be is respectable. Yeah.
Morales, what are you doing, man?
Cappy, I'm going to do a live open today. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'd love that.
No, that's not what I hear, though.
Oh, really? No, I don't
really?
Like that. I don't like that at all.
I hear Cappy's talking some subversive out there.
Is that right?
Wow. That's what I hear.
What's the spin there, Cappy?
Yeah, tell me. I don't know. I'd like to hear it.
Well,
tell
Morales,
me.
Make
time
it
out.
Good.
Time out.
I'm telling you.
Mason, we're not just trying to like be respectable. We're playing to win, okay?
Okay. I play to win
the
game.
You're playing to win. Don't you know about the positive affirmations? You're the one who told me about it.
Oh, yeah. Affirmations, right.
I got Cappy on the affirmations.
We're going to secret it.
I was hit with the affirmations today. First time I was hit with them.
Yeah.
They were
so
great.
Tell me about
apparently Cap said something to corporate Greg that recorded imaging helps the show more than live imaging.
Ooh. Is that right?
Ooh, really? Yeah.
So there's a little rift here, isn't there?
Might be a rift.
Ooh. Whoa.
A schism.
Cappy, did you say it?
I don't remember saying it, but maybe I did. I mean, listen, a lot of times
I
say
things.
Aren't
we friends?
Yeah, we're like dear close personal friends, DCPs.
Yeah.
We're DCPs.
DCPs, yeah.
DCPs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, why do you not like live opens?
I don't know. I thought yesterday the Recorded Imaging Tuesday RIT was awesome.
See? That's what he said.
RIT.
That's what he said. And I think corporate Greg just is trying to start a problem.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that'll be good. So a live open's coming up?
Just a live open. And then I'm going to go home.
All right. Tomorrow, Ireland's going to be here. DeMarco, great seeing you.
Good stuff, man.
Kirk, great seeing you.
Always.
By the way, Cappy, Saturday Mace, at pickleball.
Mace was incredible in a meeting today, a sales meeting.
He was?
Not a sales meeting, a sales presentation to a partner,
really?
Potential partner.
Uh-huh.
He might be the new number one here.
Come on, he just beat me out?
Possibly.
He took me down?
Plus, he loves live imaging. He always talks
about it. I love live imaging. I'm lit, you're writ. That's the way it rolls here. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1.
Where are you going?